Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Samaches, and we are on Samach Zayin Amabez, right after the Mishnah, as we continue here in Perek Rabbi Yishmael, all about the Karban HaOmer that is brought on the second day of Pesach, and the function of it is to matir the chadash, that we are able to eat the chadash, the grain that has taken root since the last year of Pesach. So the last Mishnah discussed that there is a Machlokas Tanoim about the practice of the Shuke Yerushalayim. All the marketplaces were full right after the Omer was brought. How is that possible? It must be that they were osik in it even before the Omer was brought. Were the Chachamim happy about that or not? Rabbi Meir says they were not happy because maybe people could come to eat it if they're osik in it before the Omer. It's never a good idea to be osik in something that you're not allowed to eat. We'll have to talk about that about the Shem soon. While Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I'm not worried about it. Peretzon Chachamim hayu osin. So says the Gemara. V'lo gazer Rabbi Yehuda dilmasi l'mecha minei. Rabbi Yehuda's never worried that if you're osik in something that is somewhat usser to you right now, you might come to eat it. He's not worried about that, right? By Chadash, what about by Pesach? V'raminu Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we have a machlokas tanoim in Maseches Psachim. What does the Mishnah there say? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bedikas Chamis we know is done on the night before Pesach. That's the first Mishnah. Arlar Basar, both of us are Chamis Far and Air. What if you didn't do Bedika then? So the Mishnah later on says, both can Arbasar, Ube Arbasar Shachris, or the 14th, Erev Pesach in the morning, Ube Shasabir, and when you are getting rid of it in the sixth hour. That's it, Rabbi Yehuda says. You don't check afterwards. If you didn't check then you just, you're mevatel it, then you don't look for it, because Rabbi Yehuda says, if you try to look for chametz on Pesach, so then you might come to eat it, and we don't want you to do that. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the last time you come to check is before the Isser kicks in. And the Chachamim say, no, if you didn't check before, you check on, you even check during Pesach. You come to a place, and we pass like the Chachamim. We come to a place during Pesach, you look for the chametz, you have to do bedika. You come to a hotel room that you know bedika wasn't done to. So, says the Gemara, you see from this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, we are worried about being involved in something that is usher to eat. So why by chametz is he worried, and by chadash he is not worried? So Amar Rabba says, shiny chadash, there's no rule. Or let's say, there are two different contexts. The rule might be, we are worried, according to Rabba. But by chadash, we're not worried. Why? Because the chachamim make you do it in an unusual way, and that's why we think that you will remember. Amar Rabba, shiny chadash, mitoch shlo hitarta lo elai de kituf zacharhu. Since the Rabbanan only allowed you to cut the omer before the chadash before the omer in an unusual way, kituf biyad v'lo b'magal, Rashi says you can't use the regular harvesting instrument. So that is why you'll remember. Because why do I have to do it in such an unusual way? So I will remember to not eat from the harvest. Armalei Abaya, Tainach Ketzira, that helps by the harvesting itself, because that you do in an unusual way. But now that you've harvested it, so now what? What about the next two malachas? Right? What about the grinding? What about the sifting? Right? So that is done in the normal way, isn't it? And therefore, he should be worried. So halokasha, no, maybe that also, maybe the Rabbana would also require you to do those in an unusual way. Tchina berechaya diyada, you have to use a hand mill, Rashi says, instead of a water mill, v'lo bishel mayim, that was the normal strong mills. Harkada al gabi nafa, you have to turn over the sieve, the sifter, you have to do it backwards, you hold it upside down. So yes, in Achinami, really, again, we're holding the true to the principle. Really, if you is nervous and worried, and you shouldn't be involved in dvarim ha'asurim, that you're not going to be able to eat. But if you do something in an unusual way, so then we will allow it. And that's why all these shinuyim will remind you. Says the Gemara, but it won't always help. Beis HaShlachin, Desharya Ketzira. But we're going to learn later on in the Mishnah that irrigated fields, Beis HaShlachin, where you have to bring the water to, the opposite of Beis HaBal, Beis HaShlachin, where you have to pull the water and irrigate the fields, then Desharya Ketzira, you're allowed to cut in the normal way there. So why you aren't we are there that you might come to eat it? You see, there's no shinui there. Ditznan, the Mishnah says in 3 daf from now, Kotzrin Beis HaShlachin Shabbat Makim. You're allowed to cut down and harvest the grain from the Beis HaShlachin that are in the valleys of a low gochin, but you can't pile them up at the regular piles. But the kasir can be done in a regular way. So again, why aren't we worried? Ma'ika l'meimar. So we're back to the kasha. Rabba, you say the rule is chadash. Sorry, the rule is chametz, that we usually are worried, and by chadash, we make him do it in an unusual way. But here, there are some cases that we don't make him do it in an unusual way. So why aren't we worried there? So we're going to have to come up with a different fundamental difference between chadash and chametz, maybe not rule and not exception, but a different chilek. But before we get to that, Rashi gives two pshatim. Why are beis hashlachin mutter? Why are you allowed to harvest beis hashlachin in the normal way, in the usual way? So Rashi quotes two pshatim. One, he says, the second one he said is based on the Gemara coming up. So the Achronim wonder why he has to give the first one, if the second one is come out mefurish in the Gemara. But Rashi says, Koren kotzen beis hashlachin shabamakim, dekivan desada yaveshahi, it's out in the valley, and you have to irrigate it, and the rain doesn't really suffice. Imashula lachar bishula azali, but it's going to get totally dried out, it's going to get ruined. And therefore the Rabbanan said, you're allowed to cut it, you're not allowed to eat it beforehand, be allowed to harvest it beforehand. Number one. Number two, Lishna Achrina Ra'osein. They're an inferior type of grain. The Ain Omer Bamehan. And the Omer is not broad, right? We learned the Omer comes from close by and has to be good quality. Lava mina karov, it has to stay fresh. The Gemara said earlier on Dafa Samach Dalet Carmel, it has to be Rach and Mo. So here, it doesn't come from these. Vamina Bahai Pirkin, and we say in a few daf from now, Mimakom Shata Mevi Iata Kotzer, or Mimakom Shiata Mevi Ata Kotzer. You're allowed to harvest from places that you're not bringing from anyway. Veloshon Ze Iker. And this is what the pshat is. V'chem v'first l'chaman. So it's interesting why Rashi has to quote the earlier pshat. But either way, those 2 days of Rashi, why one is allowed to be kotzer the beis hashlachim. But either way, the Gemara's question sticks. Why can't you be godesh? You're allowed to be kotzer. So why can't you be godesh? So that the Shagas Aryeh writes in the Tshuva Marazayin. So you're being kotzer. So people might think, okay, you're doing it for the reasons that you don't have a choice. But what, the Gedisha, the piling up at the piles, you're not eating it now anyway. If you don't do the Gedisha in an unusual way, so that's a problem. Hagam shehutra katsira bebeis hashlachin, v'chein letzorach mitzvah, v'nil mami masha anemar kitzirchem l'may kitzir mitzvah, v'chashu chachami shemar asayin, sharu ayomar shekatzer zos letzorach atzmo. Right, and that's why in Goshen, because we don't want to allow more than we need to allow. Good, so back to the question. So back to the Stira. Our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda is not worried, and he says Biratzon Chachamim Mayosim, they could do it before the Omer, no problem. While by Chametz, he is worried. So Elamar Abaya, different answer. Machlokas Rabbah. Or Rava, the lyrics on the side changed it to Rava, maybe because Abaya is coming up, and Abaya and Rava, they're always the bar pluktus. So, I learn Abaya though, Chadash badomine, Chametz lo badomine. Chadash, people stay away from. You haven't eaten Chadash in months. So that's why people are used to not eating it, so there's no worry that people are going to come to eat it because they're badomine, they stay away from it. Chametz lo badomine. Chametz, we eat the Chametz the whole year. Well, for 1 week we don't eat chametz. That's not called badomine. That's lo badomine. And therefore, Rashi says lo badomine kol hashana she'achlu adhena hilkach asil mechle. So there is a worry. If you remember, this is what Tosfos, the first Tosfos in Pesachim, deals with. First Tosfos in Pesachim, Achlokas Rashi Tosfos about the isser of bedika. Why the mitzvah of bedika? Why do we need to do bedikas chametz? Rashi Tosfos. Rashi quotes famously shelo yaver alav b'bal yirah b'bal yimatze. To prevent Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze. And all the Rishonim already wonder, Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze, Bitul Bal Masagi. Once you did Bitul, you're not going to violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze. Right? So what do you need to do B'dika for? So Tosfos says, Shelo Yavala Achlo. No, the reason for B'dika is because even if you did Bitul, you're about to the Chametz. But you have donuts sitting on the counter. You have Chametz in the refrigerator. So it's all null and void. But you might come to eat it. Shevi Yavo La'ochlo. So Tosfos says that's for the reason for B'dika Shelo Yavo La'ochlo. And then Tosfos continues. The first Tosfos in Pesachim. Why were the Rabbanan Machmir by Chametz more than any other Isuri Hana? There's no Chiyav of B'dika by Kilai HaKerem. There's a Chiyav of B'dika by Arla. Right? You don't have a Chiyav to search and destroy like you have by Chametz. So Tosfos says, V'atam Shechmiru Kan Tfei Mi B'shar Isuri Hana Shelo Tzrichu Levara Mishum D'Chametz Mutter Kol Hashana. V'lo nesa rak bePesach, v'lo bedili minei. And chametz is worse because it's mutter the whole year, and it's mutter the whole year, and it's only aser on Pesach, and therefore you're used to having it in the house, and you might come to eat it. Kedama l'kaman, and therefore Tosfos says exactly like what the Gemara says here, that one is chametz is treated differently because lo batel minei. Tosfos there continues once we have it open. What about v'lo dami lebasar b'chalav? V'arlo v'kelei akerim she'isurim knowing yisur olam. Then Tosfos adds, and it's not similar to the others that are usher forever. Right? They're usher forever. Arlo v'kelei akerim, and it's I stay away from those. I just they're not in my on my radar. Arla kelei akerim basar b'chalav. Chametz is. What about a Nazir, Tosfos discusses? Nazir is lo bal domineh. He had wine yesterday. Maybe he'll have wine in a month. Why is Nazir any different? But Nazir nami isure shari la'achrini. Shari la'achrini. It's mutter to others. So what does that mean? That it's mutter to others, and therefore, so the Marsha here discusses it, and what exactly is Tosfos trying to say by Nazir? Good, not for now. Inami, but then Tosfos says, another reason, why would the Rabbanon more machber to create bedika by chametz compared to others, not only lo bedili b'nei, but Tosfos says shani chametz yechmira b'tora lavra b'val yirabai yamatzei yechmiracham livdok levaro afilecha the bitlo mishud domasi lemechlei. The Rabbanan followed the Torah. Once the Torah was very machmir about chametz, so the Rabbanan were also machmir about chametz. Not like Rashi that we did bedika to prevent b'al yirabai yamatzei, but we do bedika to parallel b'al yirabai yamatzei. Just like the Torah is machmir and says you're not allowed to even have chametz in your house, so to the Rabbanan say you have to do search for the chametz and not just do bittels. That's a couple of issues with chametz. Remember the Radvaz's Shuva, which we like to quote whenever this comes up in Tuf Kufayin Zayin, the Radvaz's Shuva, where he also talks about the chomer of chametz. And he wonders, why we're so machmer by chametz? Why was the machmer by chametz? It is the language of the Radvaz. Sha'alti mimani odia chadaiti, manishtana chametz bepesach b'kol yisur in Shabbat Torah, she'echmir olav Torah, la'atzricho bedika, srofe kalei, v'gam bitol, v'osivu chachamim la'atzricho bedika b'chronu stakin. Sounds like even on a Torah level, you have to search out what you see. Right, and you have to do bittol, and you have to do churin and stakin, ulecha pesa barav, v'avar lav v'al yirabei matzei, v'yasrua b'kol shehu, it's also bekalshu ve'enom is batal klal v'chumras keelo lo nimsu becholi zurin shabbat Torah. We don't find these chumras by anywhere. I think we discussed this Radvaz even more recently in one of the tshuvas. So the Radvaz says, number one, because why are we so machmer? Because you never have the confluence of all three factors by isuri hana, kares, and lo bedili minei. Those three factors, including so you have a lot of isur kares, you have a lot of isur hana, you have some lo bedili minei. Maybe by Nazir, but to have all three, Kares, and Isser Hana, and Lo Bedili Minei, so that is, makes Chametz unique. V'kiva sheishbo ha-chumres ha-lova, ha-chmir ha-lov Torah, chumres ha-cheros, u-bo ha-chamim, v'osif, ha-chumres kal, ha-chumres k'mon she-asa Torah. And then he says, v'su, and this is a machlokas we've shown him, why should Chametz be so chamur? To Chametz be-Pesach, have a ki, davar she-yesh lo-matirin. It's like a davar sheyesh lamatir. We know, even on a derabbanan level, even though there's a concept called bittel, certain items are not batel. Pashtus mi derabbanan. One of them called the davar sheyesh lamatir, and if it's going to be mutter anyway, so it is not batel. So chametz pesach is like a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Why? Shari sura tali bizman. The acher mi pesach yechametz mutter. It's going to be mutter. And therefore, it's like a davar sheyesh lamatirin, and that's why also it's maybe also a mashu, and we're going to be extra machmir. That itself is a machlokas rishonim, whether chametz is a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Who is the Radvaz quoting? He doesn't quote it, but he's quoting the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Ma'acholas Asuros, the Rambam says in Perek Tezvav of Ma'acholas Asuros, chametz bepesach, af api shehu me'isurei Torah, eino bichlalos elud. Chametz does not work with regular bittel. Lefishena taroves asur laolam. Shari lachar pesach tiachol taroves muteres. Rambam says in Beferish that chametz pesach is a dover sheish lamatir because it's going to be mutter in a week from now. The Mordechai in the back of the Gemara of Psachim does not hold that way. The Mordechai says in Tavkufay and Gimel, delo shayach dover sheish lamatirin hecha shamachal miskalkel. Right, maybe it's going to get ruined in a week. So who calls that a davar sheyesh lamatirin? Or he quotes from Rabbi Chaim Cohen Tzedek, davar hachozer liisuro me'elav kegon chametz shechozer l'shana haba'a liisuro l'shayach lomar davar sheyesh lamatirin. It's davar sheyesh lamatirin, but it's going to come usher next year also again. So it's going to be mutter for 358 days. but it's going to be asur again. So is that a davar sheish matirin? That's an interesting machlokas. Whether chametz is a davar sheish matirin, maybe it gets to the root of what davar sheish matirin is called that, right? Machlokas Rashi and the Ran that we've quoted often. Rashi at the beginning of the Meseches Beitza, davar sheish matirin is not bata. Why? You might as well wait. Just wait. You don't have to rely on bittul. While the Ran has a more lumdish view. Davar sheish l'matirin is not batel because it's like min bamino, if you remember that Ran, in Meseches Nedarim. It's like only when there's a clash is there bittel. Davar sheish l'matirin is like heter beheter, and therefore there's no clash. That might be the 2 days in the Mordechai, that might be a bet chametz. But either way, back to the Radvaz. The Radvaz calls chametz a davar sheish l'matirin, and then at the end of the day, he says, you know what, it must be because of the hashkafic elements. Al kein ani somech al mashamr chazal, ki chaf pezach remez li yitzahara, sa'or shebe isa, which is fascinating that the Radvaz, a halachic Sefer, brings in this Sa'or Shebe Isa, that we have to search and destroy and get every morsel and crumb of chametz out, but that is related, again, to this issue of chametz lo badil in shi mine. Okay, we continue. So we had two answers. What the difference between chadash and chametz? Either because by chadash you make him do it b'shinui, that didn't work because some things don't have to be done b'shinui. So we ended up saying that chadash is always aser. So badal, you're used to not eating it, so we're not worried that you're going to partake of it. By chametz lo badal mine. Good. Omar Rava. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda kasha, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan lo kasha. So we answered the steer in Rabbi Yehuda. What about the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan also have a stira, the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, meaning the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda, which is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says in our Mishnah that we are worried. We're worried by Chadash that they're going to partake of it. That's why it's Shalom Ritzon Chachamim that the market was filled up. And by Pesach, they're not worried. They say, do Bedika on Pesach. We're not worried you might come to eat it. Say, Aloma Rava. Rava says, yes, as follows, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Lokasha get the Shaninan. We already answered the stira in Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan, the Rabbanan Lokasha. Why the Rabbanan? So, the answer is that fundamentally, we are worried. And that's why by Chadash, we're worried. That's why the Rabbanan say they should not fill up the marketplaces. Chametz, we're not worried. Why? Because what are you doing by Bedika? You're searching for it to destroy it. Hu atzmo machazer al v'sarfo. Mechalach el minei. We're not worried where your whole essence of what you're doing is to try to destroy it. So therefore, we are not worried. It's just casual partaking of it. That's what we're going to be worried about. That you might come to eat it. Good. Rav, continuing. So what were some of the practices? Oh, before that, Rav Ashi Amar, Yehuda, Yehuda Lakasha. Different answer Rav Ashi suggests for Rabbi Yehuda. So this is the third answer, if we're keeping track. What's the answer between the Sira and Rabbi Yehuda? We had Rabo or Rava, we had Abaya, and now we have Rav Ashi. No problem. Right? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say he's nervous by Chametz, but he's not nervous by Chadash? So says Rav Ashi, Lokasha kemakoli tanan. It's roasted flour, meaning it's not edible. And because it's not edible, Rashi says, Eina ruyin lachila, that's why we're not worried. They're going to come to eat it, because it's not edible. V'had Ravashi berusahi, but we say Ravashi is berusa. Berusa always means a false shita. Right? It's not an accepted shita. Why? Tere bikol ve'elach, that's fine after you roast it. Ad kol ve'michael ha'memar, but what about until you roast it? Until you roast it, maybe it's more edible. Okay, eating raw stalks is not usual, but maybe you make a bari pri adama on it, right? And if you grind it up, you make a shahako. But, you know, there might be cases where it's edible before you process it. And if you want to say, well, maybe he holds that you do it in the unusual way. Ukid the rabba, like we said earlier. Beis HaShlachan, the Shari Kitzir, Michael Amemar. But the question from up above. The Beis HaShlachan, you do it in the normal way. So we can't accept that. So El Hadar Ravashi Barusahi. So Ravashi must not be an acceptable shita. An accepted shita, and therefore go back to one of the other answers. So one and three were both rejected. And the answer that sticks is the difference between chametz and chadash, badominei, lo badominei. One dvar halacha will expand, but maybe we'll do the dvar hashkafa first. Just to come today to hear this Eretz Tzvi. Unbelievable. I never saw this before. The Kasha Klaver, the Eretz Tzvi, writes in Simen Gimel, Chelek Aleph Simen Gimel, Rav Ayitzi Frumer. We know Rechman al-Islan killed in the Shoah. Unbelievable Gaon Atzun, right? He's known from as the Kasha Klaver. That's where he was from, and he was a Ram in Lublin with Meir Shapiro. He's a Ram in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. So in Chelek Aleph Simen Gimel, all the way at the end of Simen Gimel, he's talking a little bit about Lo Sachmod, but then he says as follows: what does it mean when the Shah sometimes says the Brusa? Brusa sounds like Brisa, outside. It's an outside Shita. So what is that saying? It's Ravashi. So what's it saying? See, he says, unbelievable. Ubi arti. Dihinei. Habet batorah, dihine, he beat batorah ubarasa olam. Hashem looked into the Torah, as we know Kabbalistically, istakal baraisa ubara alma. Hashem looked into the Torah. V'chein belimad haTorah mekaymin haolam. We know, as the Zohar says, and he quotes, as we learn Torah, we're keeping the world going. Right? If for 1 second of the world's existence, nobody would be learning Torah, the world would cease to exist. That's where Rav Chaim Volozhin talks about, that Hashem created time zones. So that there's always daytime at certain places and somebody's always learning. People can be learning during the night, but it's a little harder. So that's why there always has to be something learning. Somebody learning. The Yisuf is Arakadosh, Parshas Truma. Kutsha Brichu, Estaka Baraisa, Ubara Alma. Yisrael, Mishtadli, Baraisa, Umekaimi Alma. The Imkain. Hashem looked at the Torah and created the world. We learn Torah and keep the world going. The Imkain. Kol Din Midini HaTorah, Hu Yesod Va'amud V'Kiyama Olam. Every din, every halacha is the yesod. It's a pillar of the world. Ubamakam sheish plokta, what if there's a machlokas? What do we hold about machlokas and shas? Elu ve'elu devri elokim chayim, as the Gemara Irvin says. Hari kol shita v'shita chelik mikiyim ha'olam. Every shita keeps the world going. V'kivat ha'tartzon, helam, and then he quotes whatever context he was talking about. He says, that's why the Gemara sometimes says, when you don't quote an opinion, t'nai shaklus me'alma. You took the shita from the world. What do you mean from the world? If you don't present it, then there's a chisaron in the world. Because every shita out there, yes, normative practice, we paskin like one shita. But elu ve'elu means every shita that is a authoritative and honest and objective and reliable shita, we hope we accept in terms of the world of Torah, even if we don't paskin that way. And that's the lashon of Tanai Shakos Me'alma. Shesilik Osana Tanoim Machzike Shita Zu Mios Kilima Kiyama Olam. And that's why, what do we say? Al Tikre Bonayach Ela Bonayach. Tamidei Chachamim are the builders of the world, because by learning Torah, we keep the world going. And then he says, and that's what it means when the Torah says, the Gemara sometimes says, Hadar Rebbe Ploni Barusahi. What does that mean? Kol svar shel talmid chacham b'torah yichelik mikiyam haTorah. So what does it mean, Bruce? It's outside. So he suggests, yesh svara shem mamshech kiyam u'mesiyas la'olam. Most svaras strengthen and keep the world going. V'yesh svara she'en kocha yafel lakach. It's not strong enough to be a pillar of the world, but what it does is, it keeps out the machrivei ha'olam. It prevents outside forces from trying to destroy the world. Umikomako mo eles lahasira klipos machrivei haolam haomdim bachutz v'zeo pirish, and that's what it means. Barus, this is an outside shita. That means the shita, it's not one of the mekayme pillars, but you know it could be the preventative from the outside. Avagav shein asvara gemura lahalacha mikomako muksasvara umo eles lahasira chitzonim olavricha machutza hala mi neged lahaolam. Unusual and creative. Shuv Matzati Smach Lazei quotes a Tikkuni Zohar that he's very excited about, that seems to say something similar. Either way, that's the Eretz Tzvi at the end of Simon Gimel that he wrote in Kozhikov before the war. But that's, I mention that every time the Gemara says Barusa. There's one final point, halachic, before the Mishnah, and that is the Pnei Yoshua has a comment in Psachim Daf Yud Aleph where this parallel sugi comes up about, are you worried about people eating or not. He says the whole discussion here is about chadash and chametz. Both of those are temporary yisurim. By yisurim that are, as we saw in the Tosfos, yisurim that are la'olam, so then we wouldn't be worried because, you know, everybody is stays away from them, so we won't need any gzeiros. What about touching food on Yom Kippur? So that's a big discussion in the post-com. The Ramah says the Feirish, you're allowed to handle food. Food isn't muksa. You're allowed to handle food in Yom Kippur. Why? Because maybe it's mutter for a child to eat. But if you're not doing it for a child? So that is a discussion in the post-com. What about the Ramah in Tafresh Yud Beis? Mutter li gabi yom kippurim ba'ochlan u'mashkin v'litin l'kanim. Right, that's the Magen Avram. Discusses this, you know, is it better? Is it worse? You know, the fact, and he says maybe it's better because nobody's eating anything, right? It's not like other times where you could eat all things and this thing is usur. Here, nobody's eating anything. Maybe that's why the Rama allows it. Even if you want to say temporary and I don't usually stay away from it, and lo b'dili mine is a problem, but here, the whole world and I am usur to everything. So maybe that makes it better, and it would be an easier way to say why it is allowed. The Taz there mentions maybe Yom Kippur, the Amos Yom Kippur is on a person, that's why we're not worried, but that's a discussion of Yom Kippur. What about Basar B'Chalav? Remember that Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis. And then we'll get to it next to the Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, the reason the Torah assert cooking basar b'chalav is you might come to eat basar b'chalav. So you see, the Torah itself, that's an example of a siyag d'araisa, according to the Kesef Mishnah. But the Kesef Mishnah says, the Torah says, you shouldn't be handling basar b'chalav. You shouldn't be creating basar b'chalav. Aleph Beis in Hilchos Tumas Meis, that one shouldn't be involved. The Yesh Lomar says the Kesef Mishnah in the context of Tumas Meis. Without getting into that, he says Tamash Meshlo Aser Torah Lavashel Ela Kedei Shlo Yovel Echol. Right, that's on the list of Rabbi Yosef Engel's Siyag Daraisis. So this also goes into our discussion of handling and being involved in foods that are Aser to eat. Chametz Chadash are discussed here. Iser of eating Yom Kippur and the Isra of Basar B'chalav, which you've created, but you see from there that he holds that the Isra D'Araisa, those are, two are connected. Okay, there's more there, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Mishakar Omer, Ha'omer Mutar Chadash Miyad, right? Hutar Chadash Miyad, right? Right when the Omer is brought, then Chadash is immediately Mutar. The Sfas Emes says maybe before the other Karbanos are brought, right, with the Omer. But right when it's brought, Chadash, the grain that has taken root since last year, Pesach, is Mutter. Harachok and Mutter Amechatzos, what if you live far away from Yerushalayim? So from Chatzos, you could assume it was brought. As we'll see why in the Mishnah later on. Mishachar, Beis HaMikdash, but once we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, his can be Yochanan Metzakai, one of the nine takanas that Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai made, Shei Yomaneif Kulo Aser, the whole day, Yomaneif, the day of waving, the Omer is waved, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. The whole day is usher. We'll see his skin, because as we'll see in the Gemara, assuming it's a takana, taking this word literally, because what might happen, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and when we have a Beis HaMikdash, we might think that if we're able to eat it in the morning, we'll think, oh, we can eat it in the morning next year too, but really, we only ate it in the morning because we didn't have a Karban Omer. And then once we have a Karban Omer, we wouldn't be able to do that, so he was misakein that Yom HaNeif, the whole day, is Aser. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says, it's a takana derabanan. Follow me not Toru Aser. Midar Isa. You're not allowed to eat it on the through the second day of Pesach. Shenemar at Etzem Hayom Hazeh, which he assumes means through the day. So we'll get to that machlokas more in the Gemara. Mipnei ma harachokim mutar mechatzos hayom al halan. So just going back to the first din, why are the people who live away from Yerushalayim able to eat it from chatzos? Mipnei shein yodin shein bezim es aslan bo. Bez is not going to be bezdin, meaning in charge of making sure the omer is brought by the kohanim. Right? They're not going to be so lazy and not bring it early, and therefore you could assume that by chatzos it is brought. The Karen Ora wonders that the Rambam says that the omer is brought after the Karban Musaf. The Musaf is brought before the Omer. The Musaf is brought in the sixth hour. That means the Omer is brought after Chatzos. So he asked the Karen Ora, how could you rely on the fact that they brought it by Chatzos, even if they're not Atzelim, right? They bring the Musaf when it's supposed to be brought. So Tzorach Lomar says the Karen Ora, de ba'oso yo makdim in ha-musafin. It must be that day they brought the Musafs early. Kedei lamaher heter chadash. It must be they did it earlier because you want to get the heter out. So you have to say that. And then he just brings up something very interesting. The Chatzos, or even without Chatzos, let's say we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So the Yom HaNeif. Let's say we'll see in the Bizman Beis HaMikdash. We'll see in the Gemara. I'll mention it now because it's open, but the Karen Or brings up. So you go by the morning of. Do you go by the morning of Yerushalayim or the morning of where you are? Let's say I live in Australia, and I'm going to have my second day of Pesach is going to be a couple hours before Yerushalayim. So could I say, let's say I say I could eat it already in the morning of Yom HaNeif, before the Takana. Could I eat it then, or do I have to wait for Yom HaNeif of Yerushalayim? Or later, what if it's already Yom HaNeif of Yerushalayim and I live a couple hours behind? Could I already eat from my Chadash, partake from my Chadash? So the Karen Or assumes you go by where you are. Go by where you are. You don't go by Dafka Yerushalayim, Lechom or Lekula, which would be a Kula for Australia. Right, it'd be a kula for Australia if he's saying it even the kula. Venera does linan bazea kol echad lafi mekomo, says the Karen. Says the Karen Ora. Okay, interesting. Some sugya to think about. That's the Karen Ora. Ask the Sfas Emes, how could they automatically assume that by Chatzos was brought? Right, maybe there was a psul in the Omer. Maybe there was a psul in the Omer. Ah, you're going to tell me the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells me one of the ten nisim that occurred every day was there was never a psul in the Omer. Maybe there was a psul. Ain't som chanel anais. Maybe they never found the Omer. Right? Forget a psul. Maybe they never found the Omer. So says the Sfas Emes, you have to say, Tzarech lomar shesamcho al harov, demistama lo yir bapsol. Somech on the rov, right? Even if you're not somech on an ace, you're somech on the rov that most omers are kosher and it's not a problem. If you look in the commentary of the Merkeves HaMishnah on Pirkei Avos, he quotes, V'hanesa chamishi shlo nimsa psul ba'omer b'shtei alechem. V'hatam. L'fishi'i efshar l'ksiraso u'l'kitaso ki'im b'tesayim b'nisan. You have to do this whole avoda today. V'hinei kol Yisrael ha'yishol milech alachadash ha'yud v'b'nisan. V'hoi betuchin b'cheskas bezdin shem zrizim ha'krovas ha'omer. V'ilu kara mikre. Imagine the michshal that would be. Hashem made sure it never happened. Shem made sure. V'ilukar mikre v'ira ba'omer shum sol ba'ofan shlo yuchol la'akriv v'kodem chatzos ha'yinach shalom v'ochlem v'nachadash kodem ha'akrava v'ine me'ashkachas Hashem yisbarach al yireya me'olam lo yirab sol ba'omer. Part of this issue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to cause such a michshol which was out of our control, and therefore we were allowed to rely on the fact that it was already brought by chatzos. Good. So we continue now. Rav, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made this takana. Ravish, we'll get back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Let's just continue first. Ravish, Shmuel, Dami, Shavayo. Vizman, Shabes HaMikdash, Kayam, Omer, Matir. Rav and Shmuel say, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, then the Omer is Matir. Vizman, She'ain, Beis HaMikdash, Kayam, Heir, Mizrach, Matir. When we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Heir, Mizrach. Then the morning is Matir. Meaning, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, right? What about thinking that the Beis HaMikdash might come this afternoon? No. You don't have to think about that right now. Heyer Mizrach is Matir, and just the morning of. My time, oh, where does Rav and Shmuel get this from? Trei Kroi Ksivi. Ksiv ad Haviachem, v'ksiv ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh. One is Haviachem until you actually bring the Omer, and one is ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, which Rashi says Etzem means the beginning of the day, according to their understanding. Haketzad, so that's the difference. The Torah is referring to two different times. Kam is based on Mikdash Kayim, Kam is Man, She'ein based on Mikdash Kayim. So Rav and Shmuel say that the morning of is Mutter when we don't have a base of Mikdash. This Vasemis is Meir. Rashi says, Heir Mizrach, Hanetzachama Shel Tezayin. Dafka Netzachama. The Mishnah says in Megillah that the halachic day always starts at Amud HaShachar, at dawn. So Rashi seems to be emphasizing that when it comes to the Omer, it's Dafka Netzachama. It's not brought by Heir Mizrach. So he says, Svir Alei, the Rashi, the Kima Dixiv, Etzem Ayom Hua Netzachama. Must be that that's how he, Rashi, understands that idea. But that is Rav and Shmuel. Again, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, we need the Omer. If we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Heir Mizrach Matir. On a Daraisa level, there's a chilek. The Menachas Chinuch asks a fascinating question. What if we have a Beis HaMikdash, but we don't bring the Omer? So what happens? So Heir Mizrach didn't work in the morning. So what happens if you don't bring it the whole day? Is the next day? Now you finish the whole day. Is now for sure? Well, you're supposed to bring the carbon, but if you didn't, obviously, if the whole day passes, it's mutter. What do you say? It's aser la'olam until you bring the carbon to Omer. You're supposed to bring the carbon to Omer, so you need to bring the carbon to Omer. Ask the Menchas Chinuch in Shin Gimel. Shin Gimel, Gimel. Right? The mitzvah of carbon to Omer, he asked this question. Bizban ha-migdash, toli dafka ba-Omer. Vimlo he-viyo ha-Omer, efshar, dasura ha-tfua kol ha-shana ha-she-viyo Omer haba. Until you bring that, the Gzeras ha-kasav kenu. The Bizban ha-migdash, ein chodashita, rak v'bias ha-Omer, v'ein toli b'yom klal. Wa Omer haba. What does that mean? It means you have to wait till next year, because you can't bring the Omer the next day. It has to be brought on the 16th day. V'lo matzasi ke'ez gilu l'zeh me'ashas. Din bizman ha'bayis nis'atzlu o shagagu. V'lo hikrivu ha'omer di'echadash nitar b'lel yudzayin k'mo bizman hazeh. Adarabba. Mitaras Kohanim, he quotes, it seems the other way. That is the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. And it seems like he'd like to say that it's usher. He's just not going to say that without finding a source. But he'd like to say that it is... It is usher. The Shagas Aryeh is quoted as saying that no, it's mutter the following night. It's mutter the following night. For one of two svaras. Either because if you didn't bring it, so then once the day finishes, so then Lamafreya, we say that, oh, the Heir Mizrach was matir. Only if there's potential for the Omer, but if you never brought the Omer, so then we go back to the other din of Heir Mizrach. Number one. Or there might be another svara that he says, Shekol zeh shayach only bizman shenidan lahakrav es omer. If you didn't bring the omer, then the, he talks about whether you go by the actual practical bringing or by the day. But either way, once you don't bring it, the heter would kick in. Okay, that is Rav and Shmuel. Next, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Dami Travayu. No, Afilu Bizman Shabesim Mikdash Kayam. Even when you have a base of Mikdash here, Mizrach Matir. Right? Even when you have a base of Mikdash, technically, before you bring the Omer, it's already Mutter. But it says until you bring it, Lemitzvah. No, that's a Lechachila. Lechachila, you're supposed to bring it. Mishakarva Omer Hutra Chalish Miad. The Mishnah says, only once you bring it, Lemitzvah. Only Lechachila. Ha Omer Hayamati Bimedino Vishay Alechem Bimikdash. But it says the Omer is Matir, Lemitzvah. All of these are Lechadchilas. But really, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan say, the morning of is good enough. But 1 second, what about this case? Mishachar, Beis HaMikdash, Hishkin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiyah Yom HaNeif Kula Wasur, as we said in the Mishnah, once we had a Churban, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Yom HaNeif is all Asur, my Taima. So here we have exactly what we said outside. Meheri, Bana Beis HaMikdash, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be Bezos Hashem will be come down soon. Yibaneh, it will be built. V'yomru, eshtakid milo achano beheir mizrach. And they'll say, well, last year we ate in the morning. Hashanam inechol, we'll eat in the morning now. V'lo yadi, they won't realize that eshtakid lo haya omer. There was no omer. Heir mizrach matir. So then the morning worked. V'hashtadika omer, omer matir. That's the whole svar of Yochanan ben Zakkai. So now asks the Gemara, V'i salka daidach lemitzvah, and if it's only a lechatchila to bring the carbon to Omer, but really the morning is matir, v'sha mitzvah lekem beligzar. Are they going to make a gzera of Yom HaNeif Kula Asur just because of the mitzvah lechatchila? Gzeras are because you might violate an isser and do something totally wrong. So that sounds like this whole svar of Yochanan ben Zakkai sounds like he yells that no, Heir Mizrach is not matir. Answers the Gemara, Amr of Nachem Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Really, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is holding like shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that even da'oraisa, it's aser. Even da'oraisa, what does Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, halo min ha-Torah hu aser. What do you mean, midrabanan? Right, the whole day is aser midaraisa. Rabbi Yehuda was many generations after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But it means, within that shita, da'omar min ha-Torah aser. Right, really, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds min haTorah tzaser shenemar ad etzam hayom hazeh ad itzumo shel yom v'kasavar ad va'ad bechlal. And therefore, you're asking, how could Rabbi Yochanan ben Shlakish say that the morning of is already mutter? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai seems to say otherwise because he's worried. Yeah, he argues. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that shita, and therefore it is aser the oraisa the entire day. So Gemara says, but it doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. That they agree. It sounds like they're arguing. Look at our Mishnah. Titznan. Mishachar beis hamikdash hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sheyom haNeif kulo aser. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says it's durabanan, and Amar Rabbi Yehuda halo min haTorah hu aser. And Rabbi Yehuda comes and generations later and says, no, that's wrong. Dechsev adatzam hayom hazeh? Question mark. So how can you say Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda hu dekatoi. No, Rabbi Yehuda didn't understand Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shita. Really, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agrees with him, but he didn't understand it. Who sava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai midrabanan kamar? He thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that it's only aser derabanan on the second day of Pesach, right on Tez Zayin until you bring the Omer. Veloi midaraisa kamar, and that's why he argued with him. But really, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held also that it's aser deoraisa to have to eat the chadash on that day. V'ha'hiskin k'tani, but doesn't the language of the Mishnah say hiskin, he made a takana? My hiskin, darash v'hiskin. He darshined and was mesake, meaning it was a drabanan that he rabbinically got it back to the din daraisa. Darash v'hiskin, he darshined and was mesake in this, but really it's a daraisa, and really Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda are within one shita against Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that we said earlier. We've mentioned often, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one that made all these takanas. He was the Gadol HaDor. He was the one that realized the need that we were going to forget what it was like in the Beis HaMikdash for thousands of years. He didn't know how long there was going to be a Churban, but he foresaw it was going to be more than 70 years. And therefore, he knew that we needed these takanas. He was the one that took charge. It's fascinating knowing this history. And we mentioned this b'shem Rav Gifter in the past, that the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Chaf Ches, which points out all of the great students of Hillel, there were many of them, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the smallest of the Talmidim. The smallest. The least. Amralah, right, Shmonim Talmidim Ha'ilol Hillel Zakkin, the Gemara says in Sukkah Chaf Ches. There were 80 Talmidim to Hillel, 30 of them, Shloshim Ha'am, Ruim, Shedish Ra'alim, Shechina, Kamosh Rabbeinu. 30 of them deserve to have Ashras HaShechina like Moshe. 30 of them, Ru'uyim Shetamol Lem Chamak Yeshua Ben Nun. 30. Esrim Beinonim, then you have the Beinonim, question is, were they between the other 30s or not? Gadol Shebekulon, Yonas and Ben Uziel. The Gadol of them, Gadol Shebekulon, does this mean of the 20 or of the 80? Unclear. But either way. Katan Shebekulon, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uziel, the birds burned up while they learned Torah that flew above him. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, he was the smallest. And what did it say? Shalohiniach, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachas, Agadus. Tiktuke, Karadigasar, Kalan, Chamurin, Gzeira, Shavos, Tkupas, Gzeira, Sichas, Malachia, Shari, Sichas, Shadim, Sichas, Tekal. Unbelievable. Havayas, Nabai, Varava. He knew it all. And he was the smallest. So imagine what they all knew. And that's what the Gemara says, birds burned up. B'shashi, Yosheba, Osek, Batara, Kal, Ofsha, Porech, Alav, Miyad, Nisraf. Right? It would be burned up. What would be Nisraf Rashi, Shari Malachi Asharis, Miskaps and Svivav, Lishmon Devi Tormi Piv. Wow, what was the fire? Angels. Angels, which are a fire, they used to come and listen. Tosfos and the Ritva say, Mahamad, Harsinai had fire. Right, but we mentioned him, Shem Rav Gifter, in the past, if he was the smallest, how did he become the God of Ador? He made all these takanas, like we're talking about here. Yomanei Kulwasser. Why didn't the greater rabbis? Well, he wasn't the greatest. So explains Rav Gifter, you don't have to be the greatest rabbi to be the Gadol Hador. To be the Gadol Hador, to make a difference in Am Yisrael, to be the one that's mashpia, you have to be the best transmitter of Torah. Not the wisest, not the smartest, not the one who could give the best, the blow everybody away, but you have to be able to present Torah and to be able to talk to the people. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai could do. He saw what the people needed. He was the one that said, I need to make these changes, right? He was the one that got carried out and said to Vespasian, Tain li Yavne v'chachameha, right? Give me Yavne, save Rabbi Tzadok. He was the one that was able to see in the future what Klal Yisrael needed. And therefore, you know, he, even though he saw it was going to be a terrible galus, but he saw this what was going to be needed. Interesting, Rabbi Akiva, I think in that Gemara Maseches Gittin, he was the one that said in the next line, you know, maybe he should have asked for the base of Mikdash. Maybe he should have the base of Mikdash. Maybe it's because Rabbi Akiva was such an optimist, right? He was such an optimist. And all the stories, and the Makos, and all the stories of Rabbi Akiva was an optimist and positive. And we've spoken about that in the past. He couldn't fathom. It would be so long. So what do you ask for the base of Mikdash also? But Takanas, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, he saw. He saw what the people needed. And therefore, he was, Rabbi Akiva was the one that said, called Avraham Chaman al-Tav of it, but that was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Okay, we finish up, before the Mishnah. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei, Rav Yoshua, Achli Chadash. So what about the Amoraim, who lived years after the Chorban? So what did they do about Chadash? Right, what's the added issue here? The added issue is Sfeika D'Yoma. So even if you want to wait till after the 16th, but maybe the 17th is really the 16th. So what do you do about Sveika Diyoma and the Karbana Omer? So, Rapabin Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, Achli Chadash Bo'urta Deshitzar Nagi Shifzar. They ate on the night after the 16th. Kawai, Kasavri Chadash B'chutz La'aretz D'Rabanan, Ulo Sveika Lo Chashinan. The whole Chadash B'chutz La'aretz is only D'Rabanan, and it's Sveika Diyoma of a D'Rabanan, so we are not Choshesh. One Shita. V'Rabana Debe Rav Ashi, Achlu B'tzafra Deshifzar. No, they waited till the morning of the 17th. Sorry, Chadash b'chutz la'aretz daraisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mi d'rabanan kamar. They said Chadash is daraisa, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's yom haneif, right? Kulo aser, that's d'rabanan, meaning the morning of is good enough. He talking liyom haneif was fake alo talking, and he only made the takan on the real yom haneif, the first one, not the second one. Interesting. The Hagos Mordechai in Beitza, quote the Gemara in the first back of Beitza seems to say that even on something that's d'rabanan, if it's a davar sheish lo matirin, we say we're machmir by it. Right in the sugya of Beitza. Right, Beitza Shanolda, Yantiv, Muksa. So here it sounds like Durabanan, don't worry about Sveika D'Yoma. And there it seems like you are worried when you have a suffix. That goes Mordechai talks about it there at the beginning of Maseches Beitza. Maybe there's a chilek between different types of Durabanans. Again, we're not going to read it now, but that's what he goes into. Let me just quote Mavur Maseches Beitza Shagam Basafik is a Durabanan. Im Yeshlo Heter Lachar Zman Harihu Bechlal Darvish Yeshlo Matirin Sheino Batel Yeshlo Hamten Lachar Shas Atero V'Chadash Yeshlo Heter Lachar Zman. So why are we Choshesh? So maybe because of Sveika D'Yoma. Maybe Sveika D'Yoma is different than regular other Durabanans. Okay. Either way, let's continue one more line. Amar Ravina, Amri Li'e, my mother told me, Avuch lo avi achil, chadash. Ravina says that my mother told me that my father wouldn't eat chadash, ela bu'urta de shivsar nagi tamnisar. Only after the 17th. He was machmer the whole way. The sar was like Rabbi Yehuda v'chayish l'sveika. He had like Rabbi Yehuda is daraisa and he was choshish l'sveika, and therefore he did not eat it until he was for sure out of the world of safek. Good. Some bring this gemara as a raya against the Bach. Right, the Bach is the one that tried to be matzdik the minog of many people eating chadash. How could it be? For hundreds of years, people weren't machmer on chadash. They eat chadash. It's a mufurish din in the Gemara and the Rambam and the Rishonim. So he says maybe chutz la'aretz is not really a din. Gemara says he befeirish that it's at least a derabanan. But that's the Bach. The Bach tries in Simon Reisat the Gimel and Yaradeya. He tries to say, you know, maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. Haminak pashit b'malchuseinu lino keter va'af gedolia Torah shayi lefaneinu harav shachna v'shlom aluria v'tamideim lohayu osrin v'shosan ha-sheichar sh'nase mitvu ha-shlohi tira omer zulas mixas chasidim mikarov nizro b'isr zeh v'anibi mecharfi b'lomdi meseches kushin lefnei shloshim shana samti alibi la'ayin b'hora azu v'ra'isi she'ena halacha psuka. Not halacha psuka, and I asked. He says, "V'sha'alti samara gadol v'ainu of liba bar betzalel v'hitesi lefana mashe lesi v'chulu," and he discusses it. And he discusses goyis versus Jews, chutz la'aretz versus eretz yisrael. And at the end, he says, "Lafiani is that the nirabara da'avagav da'alacha grebi lezer ein lesser bishel goyim me'ikar ha'alacha." V'lachein ein l'shum gadol laharos harol le'iser hefach aminak shenaga b'gdol yisrael u'mishiratz la'achmir la'atzmo midas chasidus. So he talks about these issues of maybe it's Shel Goy and Chutz La'aretz. So either way, that's a big sugya in Chadash. We continue. Says the Mishnah. As we quoted earlier, the Omer is Matir outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right, whatever new grains I want to use at home. And Shtei Alechem is Matir in the Mikdash. V'eim evi in Minchas Menachos. One is not allowed to bring Menachos. Regular Menachos. What does that mean? Rashi says, Sota. Ubi Kurim. U Minchas Behema. Menachos, Minchas Nesachim that go with the Behema. Kodem la'Omer. Im hevi Pasol. If you bring Menachos from grains before the Omer, Pasol. Kodem l'Shtei Alechem lo yaviv im hevi Kasher. There's a difference between bringing it, even though you can't bring a karban in the Mikdash before the Shtei HaLechem. If you did, it's kosher. Before the Omer is pasul. Yes, the Gemara, what's the difference? Yosef Rav Tarfin v'kashale, ma bin kodim l'Omer l'kodim Shtei HaLechem. Rav Tarfin was bothered. Omer l'fan of Yehuda ben Nechemia. Yehuda ben Nechemia says, lo, there's a big difference. Em amarta kodim l'Omer shekin l'huter mechal leizel hedyor. Before the Omer, nothing has become mutter yet. The hedyor didn't partake of it, nothing's mutter. So why would you think anything is kosher with the Evan? Tomar kodim l'shtei alechem, shudim echal v'etzel hedyo. At least when you get to Shavuos, so you're saying you brought it a little too early, but it's after the Omer, so it's after everybody else, it's mutter the hedyo, so that is serious of a line, and therefore it is okay. Shasak Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon heard that, then he didn't say anything. So maybe he was wondering about it, maybe he was thinking why he didn't say it, whatever it was. Tzav upanav shel Rabbi Yehuda Menachemia. There's a question about the Girsa here, whether there's a Rebbe by Yehuda Menachemia, or it's just Yehuda Menachemia, right? The Shidu Gubetzes here says, Tevas Rebbe Nimchak, right? Take out Rebbe, because we're going to see, right? His face was shining, right? Which is like he was a little feeling good that he had bested Rabbi Tarfon, and he had stumped him. Amal Rabbi Akiva, Yehuda, Tzavu Panecha, Sheshafte Zakein, right? You bested him. Tamhani Imherach Ntarach Yamim. I don't know how long you're going to be. How long you're going to live? Mefarshim say he wasn't cursing him. It was just a reflection. Because if somebody doesn't have proper kavod harav, then they're going to be punished for it. There are other gemaras like this. The gemara Pesachim Samach Tes. Rabbi Akiva himself had bested Rabbi Elazar, and the gemara there says gemara Pesachim. Where's my gemara? The gemara Pesachim says there that Rabbi Elazar says back to him right about it was about a lasha machlokas in shechita. You bested me in shechita. You know, I don't know what's going to happen to you regarding Shechita. Rachmana Litzlan. Amalar Tani, Amalar Balazar, Akiva, Bishchita, Hashav Tani, Bishchita, Tehe Misaso. Right? What do you say that for? So Rabbi Chaim Shalevitz has a mimer about this in the Sichas Musar. He says, it's not as a punishment, just as, you know, one has to, and Rabbi Akiva, for sure, you didn't do anything wrong. But it might just be when one is Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbo, or acts in a certain way Bifnei Rabbo, that itself brings a zilzal in the way that people look at their rabbanim and authority in the world. and that itself might have an effect. Again, connecting, this is Dafka Rabbi Akiva talking, and there's Rabbi Akiva on the receiving end. Some of them first should put these two together. Pesachim Samach Tes, and Menachem Samach Chesma Beis. Very close. But either way, one amud apart in the Masechtas. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, also a fair pras ha-Pesachaya. Rabbi Yehuda says it was, right before Pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach. Shalisi Latzeres, and when I went up to Shavuos, Sha'aldi Acharav Yehuda ben Nechemya, Hei Chanu v'amru lo niftar v'halach lo. Even ready before Shavuos he had died. Ready before Shavuos he had died. Period. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, it's interesting that we're not upset about his svara. We're about to talk more about his svara. We're just upset about the tzahavu panav. That was the problem. That his face was shining and he felt good and he felt good a little bit about the fact that he had bested his Rebbe. Right? Sometimes even if you do something wrong, it's about the hana. Remember that Gemara in Megillah? Right? Why were they chayev kliya? Not just that they ate from it, but they benefited, they enjoyed it. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't break the luchos until he saw them dancing around it. Right? It wasn't just that they made a egel, but they enjoyed it. That's even worse. So, Amar Rachma Yitzchak, L'divri Yehuda ben Chemya, according to this svara, what's the svara? That before the Omer is a problem because nothing's mutter yet. Before the She'alechem is not a problem because already was mounted by the Omer. So what about this case? Nesachim Bikurim, She'ekrivim Kodem La'Omer. What about Bikurim Nesachim, wine, that you brought from the new grapes? You brought from the grapes Kodem La'Omer, K'sherin. It should be mutter, even if you bring it before the Omer. Why? Because they're mutter eat. Right, you don't need the. It's not grain. The word says pshita. That's pretty obvious. Ma'u de teima. No, you might have thought hasam hudu utar. Right, meaning this is something that you brought wine for the nesachim from something that you didn't even need the omer to matir. So ma'u de teima. Why is that? Why would I have thought that's usher? Ma'u de teima hasam hudu utar mechalo etzel hedyon. By grain, there was a heter that was stamped on it. So therefore, if you did it before the shi'alechem, it's okay. Aval hacha d'lo hudu mechalo. Here, it was never matired. Low. So I would have thought that it wasn't anything brought as part of an avoda in the mikdash has to be weighed after the she'alechem. Kamash malan, no, kol shekein hachad lo isar kol. Here, no, kamash malan, that is just the opposite. Right? It was never usher at all. That's better than being matired. Right? It's like nitche meikaro near of a nitche, kind of in the opposite way. Okay. Sadar hansa gali peel simon. So now we have a couple of questions of Rami Barchama. One of them is on today's daf, and the rest will be on the next time. Boy, Rami Barchama. Shtei alechem ma'u she'yatiru k'shlo k'tzitron. Could the shtei alechem matter out of order? Meaning usually the omer comes, and then the shtei alechem comes. What about if it's the opposite? Hey chidami, how could that be? Could go in the zarinu, bein omer l'shtei alechem. What happens if you planted something, and something took root after the omer, before the shtei alechem? V'cholaf alayu shtei alechem v'omer. And then the Shtei Lechem, and then the Omer. So my, so is that good enough to now bring it to the base of Mikdash? Because it had a Shtei Lechem, it had an Omer, just in the opposite order. So my, Kisidron Sharyan, Shlok Kisidron Lo Sharyan, do you need them in order? Aldimah, Shlok Kisidron Nami Sharyan, or is Shlok Kisidron also allowed and mutter? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Toshma, let's just try to prove it from the following Braisa. Vim Takra Minchas Bikurim. If you bring the Minchas Bikurim, b'Minchas Omer Chazam Adaber, we're talking about the Omer. Me'echan Ba Minas Oren. The Omer comes from barley, as we've discussed. At Omer Minas Oren El Minah Achitim. How do you know that? How do you know it comes from barley and not from wheat? So we have a few limudim. The last one is going to be the important one for us. Number one, Rebbe Eliezer Omer. Namer Aviv B'Mitzrayim. It says the word Aviv by Mitzrayim, by the Maka of Barad, and it says the barley was hit. V'Namer Aviv Ladoros. Ma aviv amr b'Mitzrayim saorin, af aviv amr l'doros saorin. So, one gzeira shava, one makar. Rabbi Akiva Omer, matzinu yachad shemevi chavasu menachitin, v'chasavasu mena saorin. We know an individual could bring a mincha chova from wheat, if he did an aveira, or from barley, that's a sota. V'tzibur, shemevi chavasu menachitin, the tzibur brings from wheat, mevi chavasu mena saorin. You have to find a carbon that they can bring from barley too, because we're saying everybody can bring from wheat and barley. So this is the only one. There's no other carbon seber that would be from barley, so this must be it. Davar acher, and this is the one that's important for us, number three. Davar acher, imata omer, omer, ba menachitin, ein shtei alechem bikurim. If the omer comes from wheat, the shtei alechem also comes from wheat. But the shtei alechem have to be the new crop. So it wouldn't be the new crop. So therefore, it must not be chit in the first time. Vim isa the shtei alechem shalok kisit. And now we ask the question. But one second, says the Gemara, That last point, maybe I could argue with, because maybe I could come up with a case that even if you brought wheat for the Omer, you could bring wheat for the Shtiyah Lachem, and it would be considered new, because it's from a new group of wheat. What happens if you planted some wheat in between? The Amisa, the Shtiyah Lachem, Shlo considered Sharyin, and if you say the Shtiyah Lachem and the Lechem and the Omer could work out of order, I could come up with a case that it could be new, even if you bring wheat for both. And then the whole argument falls away. Mishkachas la demakrav omer mehanach the ashrish kodem l'shtei alechem. Let's say you brought the omer from what took root after the shtei alechem, ubasar de omer deshtakin. Stuff that was planted, right, before the shtei alechem, right, of last year. It was planted during Sfira of last year. So that wheat is the first wheat of that category. That's what you use for the Omer. V'shtei alechem, and maybe for the shtei alechem, you can use the wheat from the other category. Mehanach ta'ashash kodem la'omer, from the regular wheat that you planted before the Omer, the hashta of this year, ubasar shtei alechem, the ishtaken, and after the shtei alechem of last year, meaning you planted land between Shavuos and Pesach of this past year. So isn't that considered still new? Because the shtei alechem is being brought from a new batch of grain that was planted after last year's shtei alechem? So this would argue with the last argument of the Tanaim. So the Gemara says no. Just because it was planted before the Shtei Alechem and after the Shtei Alechem, it's all the same grain from this year's crop. Mi savris bikurim leperik amrinan. You're talking about focusing on which fruit you're bringing it from, which grains. Lemizbeach amrinan. We're talking about the mizbeach shouldn't have any wheat on it before this chadash. V'ha'achal lemizbeach miperi da'ishasa. Once you bring the wheat, the Omer, that's not chadash. You want to say it's different category? Lamais is wheat. It's wheat from this past year, and therefore that wouldn't be a riot. So we do not have an answer to that question of Omer and the Shtei Alechem Shalo Kisidron, but that was all answer, question number one of Rami Bar Chama. Okay, we'll have to stop here. That's it. We'll continue next time with Menachos Daf Samach Tes.